Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, and today I want to talk about Exodus 12, verse 15, where the Bible reads, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. This scripture very clearly teaches that if a person would not observe the days of unleavened bread and would eat leaven during that time, they would be cut off from Israel. Yet today's Christian Zionists teach that in order to be a part of Israel, all you have to do is just be descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they teach that it's just an ethnicity, it's just a race, and that it doesn't matter that they worship a false god, it doesn't matter that they don't believe in Moses, it doesn't matter that they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah. Christian Zionists today teach that the Jews, quote-unquote, are just God's chosen people just because they're descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That wasn't even true in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, you also had to be circumcised. In the Old Testament, you also had to observe the days of unleavened bread, or you would be cut off from amongst the people of God. You would no longer be a part of that chosen people and that holy nation. But here's the thing. We're not living in the Old Testament. We're living in the New Testament. Listen to what 1 Corinthians chapter 5 says, beginning in verse 7, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So there we see the New Testament teaching on the Passover. He says, let's keep the feast of the Passover. Not with a lamb that we're going to kill and put the blood on the doorpost, because the Bible says that Jesus Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So in the New Testament, the Passover is a celebration of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that observing the Passover in the New Testament is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God. But not only that, he says that we should keep the feast with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The Jews today, so-called, over in the Middle East, they don't have the truth. So they're not keeping the biblical Passover in the New Testament. They are leavened because Jesus told the Pharisees that their leaven was hypocrisy. He told his disciples, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And he said that he spake of the doctrine of the Pharisees. Well, rabbinical Judaism today is the religion of the Pharisees. So there's your leaven right there. They've been cut off from amongst God's people because they are filled with the leaven of the false doctrine of the Pharisees. They also do not observe a proper Passover because they don't have Jesus Christ, who is our Passover that's sacrificed for us. So again, even in the Old Testament, being one of God's people, being part of the holy nation, wasn't based on ethnicity. You had to be circumcised, and you had to keep the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread in order to be one of the chosen people. In the New Testament, guess what? It's still not based on ethnicity. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be one of God's chosen people in the New Testament. And the children of Israel don't do that. They don't keep the Passover of our Lord Jesus Christ, nor do they have an unleavened doctrine. They don't have an unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. They actually have the leaven of the Pharisees as their doctrine. Therefore, they have been cut off from Israel in God's sight.